Classic Hits News spoke with Christine Day, Administrator Assistant at Washington County Emergency Management, about what's happening with the flood in Roke's Bluff.
We have talked to MEMA, and they have got the Maine Forest Service come down with their helicopter, and that is on scene. And right now, people have probably seen it going around, and it's mapping the area and mapping all the different places where it has literally disintegrated the roads. They have got Marine Patrol in the water also, evaluating the situation right off the coast. They have got Jonesport U.S. Coast Guard on standby with two boats just in case we need to evacuate some people that, you know, have to get out of there. They are on standby. Right now, they have two or three great big trucks come down from the state of Augusta to help fill these roads in, and they're going to try to get at least one. Maybe it was the easiest one they think to fix will be on the Great Cove Road, and they're hoping that that will be done by late this afternoon. That's basically all I know for right now, and people are handling it pretty well. You know, they're finding it a little, you know, exciting and scary, but they know that, you know, everything will be all right, that people, the roads will eventually be fixed. That Lisa Hanscom, our EMA director, actually lives in Roke's Bluff. So she also is stranded and cannot get out of the town. So she has been right in the middle of handling the situation, and she's been doing a good job.
So if there's an emergency, what are they supposed to do if they have an emergency at their house?
They would just call 911, and they would evaluate the situation and talk to that person. And if they have to be lifelighted out of there, we have lifelight also on standby too, but the helicopter from the Forest Service will be there also. Right now, everything seems to be okay, and we also have, you know, the Jonesport with the Coast Guard. So if somebody needed to leave, you know, desperately, they could take them by boat right off the Roke's Bluff Pier and take them to the next pier. We're hoping we don't need to do that. Problem, they just should dial 911, and they will get them the help that they can.
Where exactly is that break at?
Well, we've got a break at the Great Cove Road. We've got a break at the Kennebec Road coming down from Machias. There is also a break on the Lux Point Road, which is another total different area of Jonesboro. There is a place out by the Duck Cove Road later on in the Kennebec Road that also has a break where the road is completely flooded out and nobody knows what is there because it is completely flooded.
Can you tell me one more time what road they're going to be opening first?
They said the Great Cove Road. They felt that that was probably the easiest one to fix quickest.
Okay. Do they think they're going to get to the other roads also at some point today? Or
I don't know. The only information I've been given is the Great Cove Road is hopefully by filling it in full of gravel, they will at least make it passable.
Now, does that basically free everybody to get out of there, or if they can't?
Not everybody, but a lot of people.
Like, okay.
There's around 270 people in Roke's Bluff, but there's different breaks in different parts of Jonesboro and Roke's Bluff, and they're going to work on what they think is easiest to get some of them out and then put in the culverts that they need to replace. And I mean, it's complete. I don't know if you've seen the pictures on Washington County Emergency Management that we have shared, some of the photos that people have taken, and it is really bad.
Is there anything else that we should think about?
Well, we should really avoid these roads and let the people do the work that needs to be done, because if they have to deal with the public and looky-loos, then it may hinder their readiness to get this done quickly.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Okay. You are very welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.